And welcome to yet another Nameless Review 7. Slightly delayed a week and somewhat late even today for this week, since we've kind of been distracted. I apologize. We kind of got into the crack and went on a binge. Next thing I knew, there was blood and lots of dead Urgers all around me. So, what's your two excuses?
Pretty much the same. Lots of dead Urgers, many dead goblins. Like, there's some pixies or something in there somewhere.
A few dead Wyverns while we're at it. I hate the Wyverns.
Just a good ballista can take care of those.
Yeah, right.
You just need to know where to place them.
That's my problem.
Try to place them directly in the path of the Wyvern. A lot easier to hit something that's moving in a straight line to you.
Well, I have a different idea, actually. Place it facing the crystal.
I do do that, too.
Eventually going to go there, so,
That does work. And since we should probably let our listeners in, we've been playing Dungeon Defenders. I admit it. I'm an addict.
I, too, have a problem.
I think we all do.
Play too much Dungeons Defenders. It's good to get it off your chest, though.
I feel much better.
Okay, let's get back to the game.
Yeah.
Alright. So those who don't know, Dungeon Defenders is a tower defense game, fantasy-based one, with going around heroes you can choose from. Pretty much like, what is it? What's that other one we played for a while? Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Pretty much you actually fight in the combat too. Except for this one is not a grid base. The mobs will just head straight to it, and if you put something in their way, they will beat it up till it breaks and keep going.
Pretty much.
And also, you level up and get loot. Shiny loot. I like loot.
It's very WoW-esque in that respect, I thought.
WoW meets Tower Defense.
Yeah, pretty much. Very WoW-like graphics, although I'd say the graphics in here are arguably much better.
I think it's more of a good Saturday morning cartoon graphics.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's really well done. The game feels very polished. There's a couple small bugs that have caused people issues, but nothing game-breaking that I've run into yet.
At least, I haven't lost anything permanently. It's mainly just some odd quirk that comes up during a level.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you say you suddenly lost your weapon?
Yeah.
When you started the match?
It's like, all of a sudden, I'm fighting with it for two rounds, and then the third round, you start, and it's gone. It's like, okay, where did that go? And it's sitting in my inventory.
So it wasn't gone.
No.
It was just third away.
Yeah.
The game decided I didn't need the weapon, I guess. Admittedly, it is overpowered.
Yeah. But also, it's just the beginning of the weapons. We haven't even gotten to level 30 weapon, or level 70 weapons.
Very true.
Let's probably quick go over the heroes and that. There's four heroes you can play right now. Well, and four alternate versions of them. The main classes are the Squire and Countess, which are the melee knight-ish character. They have the face, the tough physical walls and PM physical damage objects. They can do a lot of damage with their traps, but they're more of to hold the stuff stationary, you know, push it back.
Yeah. They're pretty much the backbone of every good defense. Also, if you're planning on soloing the game at all, they're pretty much who you want to be.
Yeah. Unless you really want a tough grind at first.
Yeah. I made the mistake of trying to go for a hunter for my first solo build, and it was essentially impossible.
Yeah.
I tried playing one. I couldn't get into it. The first levels are crap. But, you know, that's the way with every game, though.
Mm.
There's always one that's very underpowered at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the... Yeah, we'll go into the Rangers, and there's the Huntress, and Ranger is its counterpart. They're, as you can tell by the name, the ranged people. They have guns, crossbows.
And they deal with, in a very WoW-esque manner, traps.
Things that go boom.
Just like in WoW.
So pretty much all their stuff can't be smashed by the opponents, but when they go walk over them, they trigger them and tend to do lots of damage. Mm-hmm. Or stun them. For other traps to do more damage.
Yeah, I've noticed later in the game, I'm consistently doing more DPS than anybody else as a hunter. That's with a tower-centric build. Basically, with any of the classes, you're given the option to kind of spec out your build. Like, every time you level up, you get points, and you put those points into your character, and you can specialize in either building towers and doing damage that way, or doing damage just with your character and their weapons.
Yeah. And also, weapons and equipment can be upgraded too, which, as both me and Analog here learn, can be quite abused.
It is fun.
Yeah. So, let's see here. That leaves us with the wizard, and can't remember the wizard's counterpart.
The apprentice and the countess?
No, the countess is the adept. Squire.
The adept, that's it.
They're your wizard. They mainly do some magic. They do have a nice AoE special ability that blows up and does a lot of damage all around. They're pretty much the weak towers, but they are towers that do a lot of damage. So you want to either put them where they can't be touched or behind other defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. They are pretty much on par. Not so much for... Not quite as high as some of the Ranger, but they tend to have more range and don't run out of uses like the traps.
Right.
So, and the last one is, at least in my opinion, is a little bit odd. The monk. And can't remember that one's counterpart either. The female monk.
The monk itself is a, like you said, it's an interesting class, but I started playing it today. And I kind of like it. I haven't gotten very high leveled, but I think upper levels it could be a lot of fun play.
Yeah. I think the same way. Well, pretty much the monks have auras that have different effects on the mobs, whether it slows them down, does electric damage, weakens them, and one causes the to has a chance of causing them to get confused and attack each other. Mm-hmm. They, at least with the build I started out with mine, is increasing the size of the area, and those can get quite ridiculous. I'm pretty sure if you max out the aura size, you could cover most of the field in one or two of them. Which, yeah, that can be a bit fun. So, yeah. Although one of the downsides I found out with the... It is... Other... They really don't have any damage other than the electric one. Other than... And there's the confusion, but that does seems a bit odd of working.
But yeah, it almost seems broken at this point. Yeah. Like, I've seen it work, but it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a limit of mobs that it can affect. So, or something along those lines. But it seems somewhat underpowered.
So if a monk is soloing, they're pretty much very vulnerable for electric immune monsters. Since mm-hmm. they don't have any other defenses. So that's pretty much the one downside I see about the monk. Other than that, it does seem an interesting build. I still like the counters for the physical damage and just the ability to do, what was it, 20,000 DPS?
That sounds about like it. Yeah, it was bad. Or good, in your case. Yeah, it gets pretty rewarding when you're grinding away, and then all of a sudden you have a character that's doing, like, multiple orders of magnitude more damage than your initial hero did. Yeah, that's always a lot of fun to me.
Yeah. And another thing I like to cover with this game is most games, when it comes out, they don't do too much of support.
Mm-hmm.
So far, from what I can see of, since this has been out at least on the PC, I know it started out on the mobile and all that.
Right.
So I don't know how long the original build was put in, but on the PC they've been releasing holiday stuff and little add-on stuff here and there, which some of it's been you have to buy, but the holiday stuff seems like it's free to pick up during the holiday.
Right.
But if you miss it during the holiday, they'll charge $1 or so for it, which is okay, but at least you get a chance of getting it free if you just click download.
Yeah.
So I understand they you make money. At least they're supporting the games, which if they at least keep up support, it can see the game lasting for quite a while. What do you guys think?
I think as long as they keep bringing free content updates out, it'll stay popular. I can see people burning out on it because there's only so many levels you can do.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, it definitely seems like it's going to be around for a little while.
Yeah. The one thing I would like. Yes, the counterpart classes to the original fur is nice. Lets you have a little bit more choice of what you want your character to play like, but wouldn't actually like completely new character types too.
Well, I think hopefully they should start introducing those soon.
Yeah. Because they have the barbarian and the robot, I think, is the other one that are said to be locked, but there's no way of unlocking them or downloading them at all. So, as for just messing around with a group of friends, killing large herds of goblins, orcs, archers, and ogres, I think it's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I definitely give it a 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even when it's not on sale, it's worth the money.
Yeah. Cause
go ahead.
I believe not on sale, it's $15, which, yeah, I would be more than willing to buy myself a copy for $15. Even more at $5 for the sale.
But, I just wanted to point out that this game is also available for console and PC. So you can get it for, I believe it's Xbox and PlayStation 3, as well as there's a number of Android devices. I've played it on the Samsung Galaxy, and it worked surprisingly well. It's not nearly as good as on the PC, because obviously you've got a full keyboard and mouse set up, and on there you've only got a touch screen. But the interface is definitely laid out, so it's definitely playable on a touchscreen device. Mm. So it's kind of interesting. I haven't actually... I don't have the phone that I played it on in the past, so I haven't been able to test it out here. But I'm not sure if you get the same characters via the phone and your PC. I think they kind of treat it as a separate system. So you can't like interchange your characters and log in to your main character on your phone that you normally play on your PC.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bit of a downside, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, but also trying to keep this... But it all depends on whether or not they use the same network system.
Because
on the PC, they use the... At least for the secure, trendy net... It's through Steam.
Right.
So, yeah, it may just be logistics-wise of agreements and all that. Let's see. Can't think right now. One of you fill in time.
I know Morps told me today he purchased it for the iPad, so he's got an iPad 1. And, I didn't get that because I was just my wife has confiscated my iPad, but I have contemplated buying it for my Nook Color because I've rooted my Nook Color, so put it on there and check it out, but I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so. And I'm sure we all need more Dungeon Defenders in our lives.
That's why after he bought it, he contemplated saying, I shouldn't have bought this because this is a very addictive game.
And people at work with high-tech phones lose even more time.
I can just see a whole lot more bathroom breaks coming up.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad the mobile devices aren't compatible with the PC characters online. which, do they have the multiplayer on the phone and all that then?
I'm not sure.
And it is that. At least in my opinion, one of the main things in this one is the multiplayer aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's other games that came out at the same time, like the Urks Must Die, which is slightly different version of this one character class, and you can't, it's not multiplayer, which is probably the main reason we went with this version. Let's see. Oh, forgot one of the main things to talk about. There are three bosses in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which all kind of have their, what kind of odd thing is, pretty much at the end of the last wave of that round, mobs will constantly pour out of the doors until you kill the boss, which will, I think one of them actually goes further crystal, the mech. But the other ones you just have to kill before their herd of monsters break through while you're trying to fight it.
Yeah.
The mech just put a line of stuff in his way.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, I'm guessing you got both voting yes to buy then.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's definitely in my top like five list of games that I've played in the last couple of years.
I've thought about multi-boxing.
And it's totally doable.
Oh, totally. It would be so much fun.
Let's see here. At least for me, picked this up last weekend. I already put in 31 hours. That does seem a little bit low for the amount of time felt like I've been playing. What's your guys' hours, if you're willing to share?
Oh, I have no idea.
Let's see. When did I buy it?
Dungeon Defender, 30 hours played. I've had it for about a week.
I've had it less than both of you all then. I think I purchased it, Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember. So just a couple days, like 2-3 days, and I have 19 hours played.
So it's, you know, it's not a ton. Like, I'd have more hours in there, but it's been kind of vying for my attention with Skyrim, so I've been doing about 50-50.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that's nice about this is each level, at least currently, normally only takes maybe half an hour to grind out on that towards the end.
Well, basically, it takes longer to grind out when you're doing level or missions at your level or below your level.
Yeah.
But once you start doing stuff that's at your level, so like let's say you're level 60 and you're playing with a bunch of level 40s, well, it's going to take you a while to upgrade or to level up. But if you're like a level 40 playing with a couple of level 70s, you're going to level up pretty quick.
Well, I meant the levels as the stages.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It is a nice thing that you can sit down and grind or go through a level to kill a little bit of time, but beware, time does seem to get eaten up a lot more than expected. So there's always one more stage.
Well, basically, I started off with today with two level like 19 and 20. Respectively, and they're both like 46 and 50 now. So, my one piece of advice: jump into a map with at least two other level 70s. As long as they'll let you run along, and you get 10, 12 levels per wave. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can see that as a little bit of power grinding. I can't really think too much more about Dungeon Defenders. Anybody play anything else?
Nope.
Chess.
I think chess is a little bit old.
True, but it is a good time sucker if you know, you need something quick and easy just to get rid of if you have to, you know, get up from it, so.
So, probably be a short episode this week, so hopefully we, at least hopefully I will play something other than Dungeon Defenders in the next week, so.
We won't let you.
Okay, if anybody is a fan, blame them for dragging me along. Let's see here. Yeah, so if I don't show up again next week, I apologize ahead of time and play Dungeon Defenders. Maybe you can have a live show of us playing. I wonder if that will work next week. Just us playing levels. It'll be a live Let's Play.
Yeah.
Alright. See everybody later, and sorry I still haven't figured out how to put an intro and end music on this thing without doing my work. I am lazy here. See you next week.